This podcast is sponsored by the book, A Mostly Magnificent Memoir, by Beau Bennett, a hilarious, heartfelt glimpse into growing up in the 80s. Grab your copy at thestoryofbeau.com.
The Rise of Acid House: How 80s Music and Pop Culture Got a Wild New Beat. Discover how Acid House transformed 1980s pop culture with its hypnotic sound and underground rave scene, blending music and fashion in a wild new way. The electrifying rise of acid house in 1980s pop culture. Hey, so let me tell you about this wild, pulse-pounding scene that took the 1980s by storm. Acid house. No, it's not some weird chemistry experiment, though the name might make it sound like that. Acid house is one of those musical movements that sneaked its way into the heart of 80s music and pop culture and changed the game forever. Picture this. It's the mid-1980s. Fashion is all about neon everything, big hair, shoulder pads that could double as lunch trays, and everyone's glued to their 80s TV shows and hitting the movies with some of the decade's hottest 80s celebrities lighting up the screen. But beneath the flashy exterior of typical 80s pop culture, there was this underground sound emerging, acid house, and man, it really shook things up. Now, acid house didn't just start out as a commercial thing. It was born in Chicago's underground clubs around 1985 and quickly crossed over to the UK's rave scene. What made acid house unique was that hypnotic, squelchy bassline produced by the Roland TB-303 synthesizer, like someone turned a robot into a DJ with a quirky sense of humor. If you heard that signature acid sound once, you'd never forget it. And let me tell you, this wasn't just music to sit back and hum along to. Acid house was the soundtrack for a whole new kind of party scene, the rave, where people danced until they literally dropped, usually somewhere in a warehouse or a field, under colorful lights and a kind of joyful, rebellious vibe you didn't really find on your usual 80s TV shows. What's hilarious is how acid house almost became a cultural revolution, masked behind smiley faces and bucket hats. Smiley faces were everywhere, graffitied on walls, printed on t-shirts, and all over flyers. It was like the symbol for a secret club of fun and drugs and dance, kind of like the little underground cousin to mainstream 80s music. Speaking of 80s music, acid house's rise came at the tail end of the decade, right when synth pop and new wave were kings. But while bands like Duran Duran or Depeche Mode were pumping out radio hits, acid house was the rebel in the basement, hidden from top 40, but making waves everywhere else. And honestly, acid house influenced so much more than just music. The 1980s fashion got a little bit of that rave glow, with people throwing on bright colors, oversized sunglasses, and tracksuits like they were ready for an all-night dance marathon. Acid house didn't just stay underground. It merged with the pop culture zeitgeist slowly and surely. There's this great story actually told in A Mostly Magnificent Memoir, which is a fun and heartwarming story of a kid from a small town growing up in the 1980s. It captures how these kinds of music scenes felt like secret portals to freedom when everything else seemed so rigid and brightly colored, but also a bit plastic. That memoir really nails what it was like to live in the blend of all these 80s influences, music especially, and how acid house played its part subtly, yet potently. One more thing that cracks me up. Acid house parties were basically the original raves. These weren't your typical house parties where you awkwardly sip soda and chat about 80s TV shows. No, these were full-on dance fests with DJs spinning non-stop tracks, lasers, and people dressed in wild 1980s fashion, completely losing themselves in the beat. It was equal parts euphoric and, well, a little bewildering for the older generations. So if you think about the 80s, yeah, sure, you remember the big movie stars, the blockbuster 80s movies, and all the neon and leg warmers. But underneath it all, acid house was bubbling up, changing the way we experience music and nightlife. It created a legacy that would echo well into the 90s and beyond, influencing pop stars and electronic artists alike. Next time you hear that squelchy, hypnotic beat, just remember, it's the sound of a whole new world of music and culture that started bubbling up in the most unlikely place. And if you want a taste of what growing up in that era was like, with all its quirks, colors, and beats, check out A Mostly Magnificent Memoir. It's a fun, heartfelt read that really brings to life the vibe of the 1980s, complete with all the music, movies, and yes, even the underground rave scenes that weren't plastered on your TV screen. So, next time you're feeling nostalgic and want to get your groove on, just crank up some acid house and let that legendary 80s beat take you for a ride.